This morning, the U.S. Supreme Court announced that it would not take up any same-sex marriage cases in the next session. This news immediately affects five states, including Wisconsin, in which federal appeals courts struck down bans on gay marriage. At this time, same-sex marriage licenses are being issued again in Wisconsin.
Here to dig deeper into this news is Kimmy King. She's a professor of political science at the University of North Texas and Central Time's legal affairs correspondent. Kimmy, welcome back to Central Time.
No, good to be here.
Well, were you surprised by this non-decision by the Supreme Court?
You know, actually, no one should be surprised by the non-decision because the Supreme Court receives every year between 8,000 to 10,000 requests for review, and of that, they only accept between 85 to 100. So statistically, it is not surprising. But when you look at the landscape of gay marriage over the last 4 to 5 years, it is causing quite a bit of uproar around the country because they decided to, in essence, send this message. Don't call us, we'll call you when it comes to gay marriage.
Now, does the Supreme Court give an explanation of why they don't take a case, or if they usually do, did they this time?
Actually, the court rarely gives reasons why they don't accept a case. Usually if they accept a case and then later on they decide to reject it, then they will issue some summary reason, which is usually the writ of certiorari was improvidently granted, meaning, we shouldn't have accepted it. But rarely, if ever, will the court give a reason. All the court has done is that in the application through the writ of certiorari, which literally means to make more certain, the court has said that they are not going to take this case, these cases. The writ of certiorari is discretionary, meaning that the court does not have to give any reason when it sets it out. And so it seems consistent with the court's unwillingness to take the case that they are not going to provide a reason.
But it seems like a lot of people were expecting the court to, wanting the court to, all these lower courts that have sent decisions we've been talking about over the last year or so, the people on both sides of this case, I think, and states for that matter, want clarity from the U.S. Supreme Court and get some kind of final decision here. So why do you think they didn't tackle it?
Well, so the court has to have what is known as the rule of four when a case is to be accepted. And that means that four of the nine justices must be in agreement that the case should be heard. Now, two of the justices may think a case ought to be reversed. Two of the justices might think the case should be upheld. But four of the justices think the case should be heard. It is a very small indication that perhaps they don't have the kind of coalitions that they want for reaching a definitive conclusion. It is alternately the case that the Supreme Court doesn't necessarily think that in this particular instance they need to weigh into it. Recall that after the U.S. versus Windsor decision, in which the court said it could be left to the states to decide the issue of marriage, not the federal government, the court also said that the prohibition on same-sex marriage stigmatized those marriages, and so therefore there is a concern about what the federal government was doing. It may be that the court is still badly divided on this issue, and rather than jump into it, given the shifting tide of public opinion, they are going to stay out.
Now, because they've decided to stay out now, that doesn't mean they'll never come back to it, does it?
No, absolutely not. And in fact, I would suggest, what is really striking about this decision is now their decision, their refusal to hear the case, means that same-sex marriage is now legal technically in 30 states plus the District of Columbia. Recall that 4 to 5 years ago, those numbers were roughly switched, that before all of the federal courts began weighing in on this, and remember, every single federal court, with the exception of one district court in Louisiana, has said that same-sex marriage violates some provision of due process or equal protection. And so it may be that the court reconsiders this issue in the more difficult, more thorny issue of if the states are allowed to decide, same-sex marriage or can you prohibit same-sex marriage? What about the more difficult issue that the court may have to face on down the road? Does a state that prohibits same-sex marriage have to recognize a same-sex marriage from another state? Does it have to recognize a divorce from a same-sex marriage? I think, if you wanted to ask me what I think, I think that what the court's doing is that it is biding its time because the more difficult legal issue, which is that of the full faith and credit clause, whether or not states have to recognize each other's same-sex or no same-sex marriage provisions, is the real issue that the court will have to face.
Well, now Wisconsin is in a group of states that had some form of same-sex marriage ban, whether constitutional amendment here in the state or ordinary old-fashioned law in other states. Those have been stricken down by federal courts,
yes.
And that's just where it stands now. Same-sex
that's
marriage
right.
is legal.
That's right. It means that the last decision that was made is the last decision standing. And so in Utah, Oklahoma, Virginia, Wisconsin, and Indiana, those same-sex decisions can begin going forward, the ability to issue license, et cetera. It also means that Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, West Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina automatically follow because they were under the jurisdiction of the circuit courts in those cases where an appeal was requested.
But there remain states that either haven't had their same-sex marriage ban overturned or don't have a law allowing same-sex marriage. So they're in that status quo still for the foreseeable future,
yes,
right?
It will continue. What it means is that we've got the United States of divided states. They are very divided on this issue. What the net impact is that about 59% of the country's population will live in states allowing same-sex, and then the remainder lives in states that do not have the issue resolved. And what it will mean for sure is those same-sex marriage advocates are going to continue to push rather heavily on those other states to strike down the same-sex prohibitions in those states as well.
So that's the next front we should be watching for legal action is places where same-sex marriage is currently illegal. We might see federal court challenges in the near future.
Yes. Absolutely, and not only that, but the whole host of issues that go along with marriage, divorce, recognition of marriage by the other states, adoption issues, custody battles, wills and estates, you know, health care. You're going to see all of the issues that we see involved in heterosexual marriage starting to play themselves out in the courts with same-sex marriage as well.
Now, in a state like Wisconsin, I mean, the U.S. Supreme Court said we're not taking this on. So that means it's been challenged as high as it's going to get in the courts. And this is just it now. We're done for now.
This is it for now. That's correct. For right now, it's game over. And it's, you know, I would say same-sex marriage 2, heterosexual marriage 1, and we've still got about maybe 4 or 5 innings left in the game. The game is not over.
Now, we've seen a steady drumbeat of federal court decisions. You mentioned there are challenges coming up. Are there places where you're watching for a decision in the next month or two?
You are going to continue to see cases be brought forward because there are currently a number of cases that are on appeal that are working their way through the courts. But I'm going to say that if the court refused to hear it here, I see nothing in those other cases that are going to allow them to hear it on down the road, with the exception of cases where one state is being required to accept the same-sex marriage of another state for either marital purposes or divorce purposes.
We'll leave it there for now, but I'm sure we'll be talking about this again before too long. Kimmy, thanks, as always, for joining us.
You betcha. Keep up the great work, Wisconsin Public Radio.
That was Kimmy King, professor of political science at the University of North Texas, Central Times legal affairs correspondent, with us to talk about the Supreme Court's decision not to take up any same-sex marriage case.